Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Let us hear from two lads from the northwest of Ireland who will be a prime feature of the So Funny Comedy Festival in Sligo. It is a well-kept secret outside of the northwest that Sligo does have its own comedy festival running from the 9th to the 14th of February 2026. Eric Lawler is going to be there, the hilarious Aoife Dunn, Fred Cook and guests, Danny O'Brien, and these two boys here, the Kennedy and Raybo podcast live in the Hawkswell, February 13th. Sometimes referred to as the two Johnnies of the Northwest. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say, and it's incredibly unfair on the two Johnnies to be even half compared to us. That is so unfair on what the lads are doing.
I've heard more of the Sheen two Johnnies or the Teemu.
Yeah, Teemu two Johnnies, yeah. Makes more sense, yeah.
I think you need to own whatever good branding opportunity you can get. Now, we have to acknowledge, like myself and Dave, very biased being West and Northwest respectively. Why is the West so great, lads?
I don't know what it is. There's great comfort when you... This is awful to say now, so you'll have to excuse me, but I get awful comfort when I hit like Lucan on the way out of Dublin and I'm going, in just a little bit, I'm back amongst my own people. And it's not even that big of an island, but it's just, there's great comfort in being from the West.
Everything's
a bit slower, yeah. Including the people, actually. If you...
So would it be safe to say that you don't mind paying the toll coming to the Northwest, heading that direction?
I thought it was a charge to leave Dublin. Is that what the toll is?
A charge in either way, right? No, maybe. We don't mind paying the toll at all. Once they get it right, I don't know if you know, you do, of course, know Alan Clark. He's figured out that sometimes that toll is not always right, but I'll pay whatever they want. Let's get back to my own people.
You two were, and still I think are on the journey to find Ireland's worst town. Where are you at with that?
Oh, I mean, the controversy we caused with that as well is like... So the thing about Ireland's worst town is the people who are going into this right now just had a bad night out there once and they've decided, that's it now. I'm going to forever tell everyone I hate this place.
Well, it seems like it's just Longford.
Actually, no, yeah, you can actually cut that. It's just Longford.
It's just Longford. After all the research, that's what came up the most.
And then there's a lot of people who don't like their own hometown who are just saying, oh, I grew up here and it was awful for me until I got out, you know. But I think Longford is number one so far.
I was surprised Ballina didn't get a single mention in any of the responses. But as Mark adequately put it, it's not the worst town in Ireland. It's just, to say, the most begrudging town in Ireland.
It's definitely, there's something about Mayo people that's so begrudging of, you know, not to, I mean, I am really alienating everybody here now.
You're Roscommon.
But if you, and I'm Roscommon. But if you talk to Mayo people, they're like, did you see your man getting on well? Isn't it a disgrace what he's at that level? Your man doing well for himself.
I know, that's not very palatable.
Until they make Longford just a centre park.
Yeah.
Then we'll reconsider. Mm.
Would it be okay to take the correspondence that, of course, is going to come for this and send it directly to you? Is that okay?
Mark, it'd be Mark that it'd be going to. He'd be the one that came up with most of this.
All right, absolutely. Very good.
I have a little yoke in the back kitchen there. It's a wee little box that I put all those kind of correspondence into.
I have a better idea.
And I collect it then every 2 weeks.
I have a better idea. We'll just send them directly to the Kendi and Raybo podcast. And if you want to turn up and protest in person, maybe Friday the 13th of February at the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo.
It was a wonderful transition there, I have to say.
You absolutely can. Now, it'll cost you the price of a ticket, yes. But you can absolutely come to our live show in the Hawkswell on the 13th. It's all part of So Funny Sligo's Comedy Festival. So we're not the only ones. It's between the 9th and the 14th of February.
Yeah.
And there's heaps of acts. I mean, us being in a comedy festival is debatable enough, but the rest of these names, Ray.
They've got Aoife Dunn, Kevin McGahern, Sharon Mannion, Fred Cook, Karen Spain, Joe Rooney, Tyrone Sullivan, and lots more, in fairness.
Yeah, but do come to our show, though. Don't worry about the rest of them.
Don't worry about the rest of them, yeah.
Just our one.
Just their one. Kendi and Raybo podcast live, and the infamous blind date segment is back, where they will try and get rid of a woman, give her away live on stage in the Hawkswell.
Romance not lost next Valentine's weekend. Good lads, Kendi and Raybo.
So Funny Sligo Comedy Festival. It is next year, but I suppose it's only 3 months away at this stage. 9th to the 14th of February. Tickets are on sale now. SoFunnySligo.com. The ideal Christmas present.
It really is. And by the way, should you want to share your love for Longford, we absolutely will welcome that against all worst town allegations.
087 1102 107 or... Direct Your Anger, or Actual Agreement to the Kendi and Rebo podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.